Good morning with sports. I'm Eric Cornish. The U.S. men's basketball team will compete for an Olympic gold medal on Saturday. Team USA defeated Australia in the Olympic semifinal on Thursday, 97-78. Kevin Durant led the squad with 23 points. Drew Holiday played stellar all around with 11 points, 8 assists, 8 rebounds, 2 steals, and a block. The U.S. continues to increase their medal count, still leading second place China by 12 medals. China still leads in the gold medals, however, followed by the U.S., then Japan. It was announced yesterday that a major rivalry will be played under the banner of the Jimmy V Women's Classic. Louisville women's basketball will host UK on December 12th as a part of the Classic that will air on ESPN. The Reds bounced back from their loss in Game 1 to beat the Twins last night 6-5. The Reds won behind the pitching of Luis Castillo and a homer from Tyler Stevenson. The Cardinals dropped their second straight game to the Braves, losing in St. Louis 7-4. This basketball season, UK expects Rupp Arena to be at full capacity despite rising COVID numbers. The team tweeted the news this week saying they'd love you to be a part of the return to the greatest home court advantage in college basketball this season. With school starting soon, along with many high school sports, boosters are working hard to support their teams. The Central Hardin football team is holding a golf scramble on August 14th. Deadline to sign up is Monday. E-Town football is holding an auction at the State Theater this Saturday to raise funds for their team. And the Central Hardin volleyball team will host a car wash at EPD this Saturday from 10 to 1. Best of luck to all local teams in fundraising and with the upcoming seasons. With sports, I'm Eric Cornish.